you've heard one broadcaster, two, you can't come to a conclusion. It's like catching a train from L.A. to New York. You stop through different cities to get to Manhattan. It's a traveling revelation of news as it happens in a historical context of what brought it to this point and where is it going to go tomorrow.
Yeah, well, can you give me, say, a few of the stops along the way, perhaps, and give me some examples?
For example, on my program last night, I got out the sheets of my broadcast. You've seen those with the tapes, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I got out, what was I doing in January, 2 weeks before Reagan was inaugurated in 1981, 7 years ago? And the very week, 2 weeks before he was sworn in, I had the CIA operations in Angola that he was going to overturn that Leo Ryan had put the lid on. That Robert Vesco was linked to Ronald Reagan, narcotics, traffic, Frank Turpel. The man testifying today, Richard Secord, is from Stanford Technology of Frank Turpel's organization. I was on to those people 6 years ago, 7 years ago.
Now, May, have you got a huge bunch of researchers who find out all this information for you? Where do you get your information from?
Okay, what I do is I buy books. In fact, I've been separating books. I have a library of maybe 5, 6, 10,000 books, okay? I get books on the Cold War, biographies, war records, autopsy reports, everything on the Kennedy assassination, everything on people I think that have been murdered or it's covered up, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, and so forth. And then I take 10 papers a day, and I take clippings from people who subscribe to my tapes. And by assimilating that, I'm sending material to committees in Washington involved with these hearings now that they're not even aware of.
May, how do you manage to pay for all this, to support yourself and continue to contribute all these fantastic stories?
Well, that is a problem for other researchers because most people have to earn a living so that they have to go 8 hours a day and they're exhausted when they get home. I was married 8 years to one man, and we got a very friendly divorce, and I was married to another man 17 years, and I'm very friendly with him, the husbands with each other. My interests just seem to grow by leaps and bounds. You know, it'd be difficult to live with me and raise five kids. But we're very friendly, and each of them took care of child support and took care of me, and they believed in what I was doing and gave me enough, and that pays for the work.
Okay. Well, May, when you have all these wonderful insights and all these wonderful news stories that go out to Americans and Canadians, aren't you afraid that maybe some of the people in power are going to try and silence you somehow? Don't you ever get a little afraid?
Well, you know, that's such a frail, that's the first grounds of people not doing anything, not even telling their boss what they think. If you believe in something, and I'm not collectively you, there are people in this world who believe in things that take chances. The thing they believe in and know is bigger than anyone's life. We all go. I mean, you're going to be at 6 feet under just like me. And whose time comes first? I've outlived a lot of cowards that I knew. You know, we're all dying of cancer. If I go tomorrow, my life expectancy, if nobody bothers me, is 94 years in our family. But Jean-Paul Sartre said, if you're not, you can't begin to live till you're not afraid to die.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you very much, Mae Brussel. That's Mae Brussel exposing the conspiracies that affect all our lives for the past 17 years.
Sitting in a breakfast room in Allentown, Pennsylvania. 6 o'clock in the morning. Got up too early. It was a terrible mistake. Sitting there face to face with a 75-cent glass of orange juice about as big as my finger and a bowl of horribly foreshortened corn flakes. And I said to myself, this is the life. She tried to grow a mustache.
true religion form.
Even Kevin Cronin has a nice nose, even though we do sort of look like each other. You've got a nice, like a straight nose. My nose is all crooked and bent.
Hmm. Gnarly.
It's not that bad.
No, it looks okay to me.
It's a gnarly.
You're on a wart over there on the side, aren't you?
Yeah, well, it's getting removed. I got an appointment. I got this wart, this one, and this one.
Yeah.
It's a pretty attractive.
That was for when he was cast in The Wizard of Oz. He was a bad witch.
Hey, Frank, ixnay on the ort way, okay?
I didn't have to bring that up.
Hey, you're growing a wart on the side of your nose.
What, are you a kiss frog?
Sorry.
That could be removed, you know, man?
Well, you know, the president gets his off.
I could have the remains sent to your house, okay? Just relax. Hey, you're growing a wart there on your nose, aren't you? I don't know. My whole family, they have warts all over the place.
Really?
Yeah, I got to go get them removed. I've just been... When you get warts removed on your face...
Do they grow back?
No, there's a scab for like 2 weeks. And it looks pretty disgusting.
That's cute.
Yeah, it looks like you're dying of some disease, so I've been avoiding that whole thing.
Well, go one of those big red round plastic things like they wear at, you know...
A nose guide.
Yeah, it's pretty hard with a face like this, I'm telling you.
Yeah?
But,
you ain't doing too bad. I saw how many people turned out in the park when you were having your little rally there. I thought that was really good.
You know, it kills me how... It's sort of ironic. I never got women... A whole lot, my entire life.
Yeah.
And then I got, you know, sort of famous, if you want to call this famous.
Yeah.
Not like your guys' kind of fame, you know. Just
a little piece of fame.
Yeah, I'm just a radio loser, you know what I mean. But to some regular people, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're a communicator.
Don't make it more than it is, Frank.
but he is bringing a message to the East Coast that people really need to hear.
What is that?
It's unfortunate that the message is too advanced for the West Coast.
That's the problem.
Yes.
The warts on my nose, does that look like the Siamese twins being separated or something?
No, if you hadn't turned more this way, I wouldn't have even seen it.
Really?
You know,
all right, I'll look this way.
You know, just go like that.
But anyway, here it's ironic that I waited my whole life for women.
Yeah.
And then I got married thinking I'd never be anything because I really have no noticeable skills. You know, you guys probably in the back of your mind said, okay, I know I've got talent. It's just a matter of, I never believed in myself and I never believed I'd have talent. Now that I have achieved some success... Although I love my wife and kids, don't get me wrong, it just would be nice to take advantage once in a while of my position where women are constantly throwing themselves at me.
Throwing themselves
at
you?
Yeah, ask Roberts.
Oh, yeah.
Is he lying?
They really do. No, they do.
Yeah.
Warts and all?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't care anymore.
You bastard. You really are, man.
They can see past that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you have a philosophical decision to make, that's all.
And Frank, what about you? You want to play a song on the guitar? Come on, man. Why don't you ever do that kind of thing? What, are you above that?
No, I'm just not good enough anymore. You know, I haven't played it since December 23rd, 1984. I'm trying to learn how to play the guitar again.
Are you serious?
It's true.
Dweezil's playing a very good guitar.
He definitely is. Yeah.
He is. He's playing great. Yeah, he's playing great.
He's for real.
Yeah, and not only that, he's good looking. He's getting laid every 10 minutes. And on top of that, he's talented.
What did you do at the moment you conceived him?
Yeah,
you
know, what did you do?
You got to tell people what you did.
Yeah, because I'll tell you, your son annoys the hell out of me. If you, want
to you know, other people would like to try this. You know how they're trying to choose the sex?
You mean the right position?
Yeah.
He's a cocky 16-year-old bastard is what he is. I can't stand him. I mean, Molly Ringwald, he's
even bright and personable.
Yeah.
But does he bring, like, Molly over to the house and you go,
Molly has been over to the house, but I don't go, hmm.
Yeah, right. What are you? You're a man. Of course you could do. You probably look her over.
She's not my type.
Really? She's not?
No.
What about that Kate Wagner? Tell me you wouldn't want some
of that. Not my type. Actually,
really?
I think Dweezil's taste in women is interesting but unique.
I think he's right on track.
Really?
Yeah, I would definitely.
He couldn't bring him home to Howard's house.
If you could bring him over to my house, I hope my son someday brings home some women to me. I'm working on having a son, so bring home some women to me. I would really enjoy that. That would be really nice. Son, do you think I could sort of get in on your action once in a while?
Like double date with the same girl?
Yeah, could I sort of like jump into this whole scene? Something.
On the radio.
Yeah, on the radio. And what about Amit? Who's he? I saw him in Us magazine dating somebody.
Look, the room where I'm working right now is upstairs. It's on the same floor with Amit's room.
Yeah.
Amit went to the movies last night. I don't know who he went out with.
Yeah.
And over a three-hour period, the phone in his room with his little answering machine went off 50 times.
Really?
And, you know, this...
Is he in school still, Amit?
Yeah.
Are you making him stay in school until... Because he probably wants to bail out about now.
He'll be able to get out when he's 15. That's the legal... If you take the test when you're 15 in California...
You want your kids to leave school? You probably encourage him to.
I want him to leave school.
Yeah.
You know, he's the neatest dad.
I know, man. I wish
nothing to rebel against.
Could you adopt me, man? My father doesn't do any cool crap. He made me go to college, Boston University, man, okay?
If it was another school after that, you'd have...
My dad made me drive around in a Dodge Polara. That's the car he bought me, okay? I'm sure you wouldn't do that to your kids.
No, let me say this.
Amit's phone was ringing 50 times?
50 times.
That was Robin just calling in. Hello, Amit. I know your dad, and I'd like to see you tomorrow night while I'm here in Los Angeles. You're very happening.
He wasn't home.
He wasn't home, though. Seriously, my father would do stuff like make me drive a Dodge Polara in college. And the only person I was getting was my wife. She was impressed with a Dodge Polara, but you probably buy your kids BMWs and stuff.
Well... Not exactly.
Really?
Dweezil bought his own.
No, Dweezil's got money. Does Amit play guitar and all that?
No, he's he's a little interested in drums.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you advise him on safe sex?
Yeah.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You advise condoms? So you disagree with the Pope, in other words?
I disagree with the Pope on a lot of stuff.
Well, you're Catholic, right, Frank?
No, I was at one time. I escaped when I was 18.
You were born Catholic.
Well, how do you get out?
See, Frank,
You never really get out.
Kevin, you're Catholic?
No, I was too.
You can get out.
It's tough, though.
No, but wait a second. You see, I thought
the Pope was going to come over here and, like, lighten up and kind of, you know, with all that, everything, you know.
Now, why should the Pope lighten up? Seriously, I resent American Catholics. I mean, what the hell is going on here? You know, I hate to harp on this, but I feel bad for the poor damn Pope. He comes in here. All he wants to do is wear his robe. Did you see his new robes?
No.
He's got a fringe on the bottom of his robe. Uh-huh. Dale Evans.
He does look.
Dale Evans.
He does.
He's
for.
A snappy dress.
Like a twist skirt, sort of?
It's sort of like a bolero outfit. It's beautiful.
Here it is.
But here's a picture. Robin has it. Take a look at this.
All right, let's see.
Right there.
I feel bad for the Pope in a way. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
You think he's upset that he has to wear a beanie like Jews?
That's why he's so strict.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
You can be sure of that.
But that's pretty snappy.
Is that nice?
Yeah.
Frank, I'd like to see you wearing that on your next tour. You
that's
or Kevin,
nice.
I don't know which
that's
one.
That's real nice.
Isn't that nice?
I do like that.
But wait a second. Catholics don't want to eat fish on Fridays.
That's right.
No, that's outrageous.
Some of them do because they like fish. But
Jesus says eat fish on Friday. Well, why can't Catholics eat fish on Friday? Why should they have to change things in there? Why should they make religion easy for themselves? Religion is supposed to be difficult.
And morbid.
No, well, really. I mean, the Pope says, look, no abortion. It's in the religion. Everybody wants to change it. Listen to this. I don't know if you heard this. Nuns now want to get married.
Yeah. All right.
What kind of religion is that?
They don't have a chance. There's no...
No, I mean...
I've never met a nun that you wanted to marry.
Nobody is forcing anybody to be a nun. Nobody goes out and says, you have to be a nun. These people chose to be a nun.
No, you've never been raised in a Catholic family.
Oh, please, it's a piece of cake. So big deal, you can't
wear a piece of fish
shoes.
Is what it is.
No, they dedicate one child to the priesthood and one child to the nunnery.
Yes, exactly. Well, I don't know, man. I think you guys are way out of line, and you're all going to burn in hell with Satan. Okay? And that's the end of that.
Not a bad idea.
Hey, what's going on with Rock Against... not Rock Against... what is it? What's her name, that jerk?
Tipper?
Tipper. Ah. The tip lady.
Well, the last time I debated Tipper was on the Nightline show about 6 weeks ago.
Oh, so, really?
Yeah, and the... She's changing her thrust. It is now all about videos.
A rock video.
Yeah. The video, home video.
I think she's trying, she didn't try to hone in on radio yet, did she?
Not yet. She has mentioned
radio.
Something about radio.
So she's given up on sticking records and stuff, or what?
No, they haven't given up on it, but what they've done is they've changed their tactic. They want now to have all of the lyrics included, and they're giving up on the rating because the rating didn't work.
I see.
But the fact is there's no need for any of it, and...
Come on, those stickers are great.
They're really good, yeah.
Yeah,
I like them.
You know just what to go pick out.
Yeah, right.
I
like the stickers. You know, I have children now, Frank. I'm not like you. I don't want them listening to those disgusting lyrics. Now, I need protection, you know.
Well, then what you should do is get Tipper's book.
Just because you let your kids drop out of school at 15, you know, I've got to be a responsible parent. Someone has to be.
Yeah. But I wonder whether or not it really is responsible to inflict the American education system on any kid for longer than 15 years.
Exactly. Well, oh God, would I have died for a father like this? And genetically, he's producing beautiful children.
He's got a 13-year-old. He doesn't know when he comes in. Yeah. He doesn't know who he's going out with.
Hey, what about Moon Unit, though? You don't let her mess around, though. There is a double standard, I hope, in your house.
Well, she is just about to turn 20.
Can I say this? She's very cute.
Yeah.
And I love the video where she is dancing around. You know, talking, Beth, and then... she is dancing around, man. I go wild for her.
Isn't that disgusting? This man is talking about his daughter.
No, Frank doesn't care. He's liberal. Frank likes that. He likes
you
that.
Know, there's a certain line, though, Howard. I mean,
everybody else got sick,
Howard. Let me tell you something,
Howard.
Man. If I wasn't married, I would ask Moon out on a date. And you wouldn't have any problem with
that. I wouldn't have any problem with it because it's her decision.
Yeah, you'd probably kill me. I'm going to cut off your dick.
When
her phone rings, it's me. I just want you to know that.
If it's not a conspiracy or, you know, drugs, money being laundered through Live Aid, Frank does not care.
Right. Doesn't anything upset you, Frank?
Well, a lot of things upset me.
Do you ever put down your foot with the kids, or is it just totally laissez-faire? Not that I think this is bad parenting.
I'm trying to figure out where the line is so
Frank
the kids
has
know
raised,
where to step over.
Frank has raised decent kids.
He certainly has.
A lot better than I could ever hope to raise.
Well, which first thing you have to do if you want to raise nice kids is talk to them like they were people instead of talking to them like they were property.
Wait a second. You're out of line. I'm not doing that. My kids are property.
Talk to them like kids.
Really? I talk to them like kids. I'm sorry.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm not going to talk to them like they're people. Forget it.
Oh, yeah. That's rough. That's rough.
Yeah, you're a little out of line here, Mr. Zappa. I swear to God.
Okay. Well, I'll spank myself.
Go ahead. All right. Listen, let's take a break.
Perfect. So, who's forgotten Furry Lint? We're moving along over an hour now, 3-hour production. I think we're perceiving that Furry is interacting with various holy offices in his personal identity quest, though he seems to translate it into a corporate identity quest. Is he Furry? Is Furry Lint? Is he confusing his private awareness with public awareness? Well, we're just going to have to pursue this a little further. I think we have some more holy offices to interact with, plus some replays with variations. So we've done, I think, 9 holy offices. So let's go through them again, not in the same order. We know how, under electric conditions, we like discontinuity, don't want to get too narrative-like. So I don't know what holy office is coming up next, but Furry's interacting with it and probing his percept.
Chessboard on four levels, it will cost the United States government, the British government, the French government, and the Western world at least $40 billion to recover what costs me about $10. So I hope somebody hears about it. Incidentally, I'm going to say something now that I have been reluctant to say.
Okay, say it clearly because we want to make a good quality tape.
All right. Lake Elsinore was presented on ABC about a dozen years ago as the town of hate. One-third of the city was Jewish. Today, after all the synagogue burnings, the attempted lynchings, there are only 30 Jews in town. And you can check the Press Enterprise 4 months ago with an article about Eugene Carter, the old Jew who heads the Jewish congregation here. That they were even talking in the United States of America of bringing a young man, 13 years old, here to do his bar mitzvah because they hadn't had any young people here for so long. Now, I read about this in a town in Poland, that all in Poland, all of these people were gone except for the old people, so they brought somebody from the United States to do a bar mitzvah in Poland. All right, they're trying to do it in Lake Elsinore. Now, can you dig it?
Yeah.
All right. My friend, by the way, Johnny Pearson, who is running for Congress, the first time he ran about 3 years ago, he had $800, and he got 5,000 votes. The second time he ran, he had $1,000 and got 18,000 votes and almost won the primary. This time he's running, and he has become a National Democratic Committeeman. He has the full backing of everybody. And there's a chance not only will he sweep this county, but the next county. And he's a black man who had to run in his underwear down Minthorn Avenue to save his ass from getting crucified about 10 or 12 years ago in this little community. And I'm proud to say that I know him. I didn't know all this for a long time.
Yes.
Now, mind you, why is Lake Elsinore significant? Well, 11 times in the last 3 years, the Wall Street Journal has reported Lake Elsinore as the fastest growing city per capita in terms of building in the nation. And the Lake Elsinore Valley has been reported as the same status about four times in the last 3 years. It's also very interesting to note that in the entire United States, the only place that has no acid rain is this little area here extending down into San Diego County, about 10 miles north and about 30 miles south of here. Is the only place in the United States, except a little strip in Wyoming, that has no acid rain. In relation to smog, we have normally 45 particulates per square inch, whereas LA's standard starts at 125 and goes to 250. Our maximum is 95, and that's on about 12 days a year. Out about 15 miles from Elsinore, in Rancho, which was started by, it's called KCOR, which is Kaiser, Aetna Insurance, and Atlantic Richfield. They bought the old Vail Ranch, which is about 10 miles wide and 20 miles long. Ronald Reagan owned a section of it until he sold it out to somebody, to the Iranians that I knew here. But the Iranians got stopped by the government because they brought in too much money too fast, and they had a $1.8 million fine for the excess amount that they brought in. These are little footnotes.
Yes.
That the Vail Ranch, when it became involved with K-Corps, is a completely controlled community. Reagan's speechwriter lives out there, and so does his parents, and so does half of Beverly Hills. It's the new Beverly Hills that's moved out there. A lot of them don't even know they're out there. They find out when they're at the parties in Beverly Hills. It's their neighbors. When they came the first...
Where are you walking? I've seen you walking. Have you been there before? Walk down your doorsteps, you'll take some more steps. What did you take them for? There's a private in my boat, and he wears this instead of medals on his coat. There's a chicken in my nest, and she won't lay until I've given her my best. At her request, she asks for nothing. You get nothing in return. If you want, she brings you water. If you don't, then you will burn. You go through changes, it may seem strange. Is this what you're put here for? Think you're happy and you are happy, that's what you're happy for. There's a man who can't decide if he should fight for what his father thinks is right. There are people wearing crowns who'll screw you up, but they would rather screw you down. At my request, I ask for nothing, you get nothing in return. If you're nice, you bring me water. If you're not, then I will burn.